Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us this week is Dan Sternhagen.
Good to be with you, Bryce.
What is your official title?
I'm the District Park Supervisor here in Watertown.
The District Park Supervisor. And you came from Ponset, right?
Yep. I was a manager at Ponset for a couple years and moved up here. My job consists of overseeing 5 state parks, a nature area, and then the 200 boat lake access area program.
Okay. I know we've had you on the show before with Craig, so it's you're not real new to the area anymore. You've been here in this position for a little bit. A lot of our listeners will know Jay DeLang, who you took over for, and of course Rhett Russell, who used to also be on the park side of things that's now running our lake access area. So you're kind of bringing all those things together. So we appreciate you being on the show with us today. It's always nice to kind of get a different perspective. We constantly talk about wildlife related things, and if we have anybody other than law enforcement on, they're usually in the wildlife division. So it's nice to have some parks representation and talk a little bit about parks, because I know a large majority of our listeners, whether it be ice fishermen or hunters, are worried about the parks as well, because that season is closely approaching, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, yesterday was the opening day for reservations for Memorial Day. Kind of a big weekend for a lot of people that like to camp and get 90 days out to get their hot spot. So still a lot of spots open. A lot of reservations are starting to come in. But for anyone that's looking to come camp Memorial Day weekend, they can now make reservations for it. So,
how far out typically does a park like Pelican fill up?
Oh, a lot of the very popular sites get pulled up real fast, like our cabins, any of the sites on the water will fill up really fast. But you can find sites within last 2 weeks of your stay or wanting to stay that you'll find open sites. So,
okay, and most of our listeners that are campers, they probably know, but you need to be you can start reserving campsites 90 days out. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we've got a sheet of paper that has all those dates listed that you can come into the office and pick up and tell you if you're looking at the 4th of July, it'll give you the date when you can start registering those campsites.
Yep. Laura should have that at the front desk. We got that 90-day calendar. That's a very hot topic to be picking up at, like, the farm show we had. Everyone that seems to stop and had park question, that was the number one thing that they'd pick up. So very easy to have for making reservations and kind of planning everyone's get-togethers out there. So
very good. Kind of hard to believe we're sitting here today with quite a bit of ice left, although it is deteriorating, and we do have 40-plus degree weather here the last couple days, but spring is coming up, and you guys will be in the midst of camping season in no time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's transition gears here real quick and talk ice fishing for a little bit. So like I mentioned, we're looking at probably still 15 plus inches of ice in most places. I know, Dan, you've done a little bit of fishing on personal time the last few days down on Ponset. How is the ice conditions down there?
The access areas are getting a little soggy. Still good to get out there. There's plenty of ice. There's 15, 16 inches out there. Yesterday when I was out, ton of people out, but enjoying the nice day, basically.
What about water on top of the ice? Is there still quite a bit of water?
Haven't seen a ton of water. With it cooling down in the evenings, a lot of it's been freezing up, it would be my guess. I think what we need to worry about is when that ice starts to change colors. It hasn't quite done that yet. We're still seeing good firm ice on top, so...
Well, good. Mostly ATV, UTV, snowmobile traffic out there this week, or was there still quite a few vehicles?
Yeah, there's a few vehicles. A lot of with the access areas being as soggy as they are, we're not seeing the cars. A few pickups out. But yeah, definitely at this time of year, one needs to be very cautious on going out. So we do recommend kind of getting into the four-wheelers and side-by-sides and snowmobiles to get around and.
So with that, probably most of the traffic out there was portable shacks and not permanents, or is there still a few permanents?
Very few permanents, but a lot of portables. I mean, with yesterday when I was fishing, it was so nice out that guys are out there short sleeve t-shirts fishing.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And when, of course, we're used to 25 degree temperatures with wind, and you get a 45 to 50 degree day, and it seems awfully nice out there.
Oh, yeah.
So the last couple days since you've been down there, it sounds like you're starting to see some snow geese.
Yeah, actually, there was a huge crowd that came over and kind of kept on going north. I did talk to our park tech down at Lake Thompson. He said there had to be a half a million snow geese sitting there right on the Lake Thompson there, and that was kind of crazy they were sticking around that long. But yeah, I think keeps it staying nice like this, we're gonna see more and more coming up. So
yeah, I kind of feel bad this week. I had at least three or four, if not more, non-resident folks call the office and wanting to know snow goose reports. And as of Monday, Tuesday morning, when these people were calling, I said, oh boy, we're probably, 10 to 15 days away from starting to see the leading edge of snow geese. Well, here we are Saturday, and we're probably at leading edge snow geese, and probably to the point of, if we get a nice windy day, some of these guys could come in here and start pass shooting a little bit. It's probably going to be a little while before we start seeing decoy spreads out there, but I was shocked at how fast the geese got to this point, and they're going to continue on north that leading edge. And it's strung out a little ways. I know there's birds still in Nebraska and even Missouri and probably the way northern part of Arkansas at this point, but they're spread out. But nonetheless, in the last 3 days, things have really changed in the midst of snow goose migration, and there's a lot more birds here than I anticipated. Outside of Lake Ponset, what we're seeing for a fish bite is relatively slow. You start right here next to Watertown and talk Compesca and Pelican, and the only traffic we've really had this year on Compesca has been sleeper shacks outside of maybe a couple tournaments here or there. And with the ice deteriorating, most of those sleeper shacks have been pulled off of there. There's been a portable or two from time to time, but very little traffic on Compesca. Reports have been slow with maybe a panfish here or there and maybe a walleye, but very little pressure right here around the Watertown area. And of course, Pelican, we have seen a couple walleye come out of there this winter. Overall, Pelican's been pretty darn quiet ever since we had that winter kill. But talking to fishermen out there, they're catching four or five different age classes of perch, or not perch, but walleye. We have stocked it a couple times ever since we did have that winter kill. So there should be a couple different age classes of walleye in there, and growth weight rates in Pelican are typically very good. So I'd suspect that maybe the end of this summer, next ice fishing season, we should have some catchable walleye out there. Panfish and Pelican, unfortunately, we just haven't seen squat out there this year for panfish, but it'd be nice to establish a population back in there and get that going again. Goose Lake, not too bad. Starting to really see some poor ice conditions right along that Grover Road. I think that has kind of discouraged some fishermen going to Goose Lake. On top of that, a consistent fish bite has just been tough to find out there all winter. Few perch, few walleye here and there, but certainly nothing consistent, and I wouldn't recommend taking a pickup out there on goose right now. Wolf Slough, that's a body of water that we've really seen decline in angler pressure ever since the first of the year. But nonetheless, there is still a little bit of activity out there on Wolf. Otherwise, Dan, have you been to any other lakes this year other than Ponset?
I have been up north, Bitter, Wabe, Big Stone, all three producing a bite. But, Big Stone was a big one. Last week we were in that South Dakota Ice Fishing League. We had a lot of rain a couple days before, and it really slopped up the access areas. That guy really needs to be careful getting on and off of that lake. As a person would get on, with a truck or a four-wheeler, the scariest part is, can you get back off? The other thing, Bryce, I was going to mention too is come Monday, ice shacks, permanent ice shacks got to be off the water.
True.
That's a big thing coming up with a real nice weekend. A guy might want to start thinking about that, depending on how these shorelines start to play out. So
what kind of fish did you see coming off Big Stone that weekend?
We had a lot of perch. I think our biggest crappie was right around that 12 inches in the tournament. But yeah, it's strictly a perch lake, so a lot of our fish are coming off are going to be the perch, and then they all have a side pot of a walleye or crappie or a bluegill. So,
what size of perch were you looking at?
Average size is going to be 8 to 10 inches. You know, with your lucky dog of a 12 plus out there, but you know, average size, you're going to catch a lot of them of that 8 to 10 inches out there. So.
Well, good. I know that that's been a pretty busy lake for Jamie and the guys in that district over there. So it's nice to see some fish coming out of there. Bitter Lake, been another one that's had a ton of people on it. Large majority of the traffic up there has been non-resident traffic. And a large majority of the non-residents are staying out on the ice in permanent shacks and staying for a couple days. So with that, like Dan said, last day of February, need to have those shacks removed as we move into March. So this year, I would say weather-wise, we're sitting pretty good to get rid of those shacks. I don't think many people are going to be calling wanting an extension on that, because I don't think you're going to want permanents on the ice much longer than what's allotted this year, because things are starting to deteriorate, starting to see some water on top of the ice. Long-range forecasts are looking fairly warm, and it's just time to get those permanents removed right now. As far as fishing success goes on Bitter Lake, I think it's been pretty darn consistent for most of the year. Primarily a walleye bite, definitely some perch is always coming off Bitter, but primarily a walleye bite, and obviously we got rid of that 15-inch minimum, so we know that the large majority of fish in there are between 14 and 15 inches, and I think we're starting to pull a lot of those fish out of there. Hopefully this spring we pull a bunch more of those fish out of there, and next year or two we can evaluate where that fishery is headed. So that's what I know about Bitter. Wabay's been a little quieter than Bitter, I think, overall. Not quite as many fishermen, but probably a better perch bite, especially early on, than we've seen at Bitter, and probably not quite as good of a walleye bite. There was a couple smaller lakes that you hit up there, I think, for your tournaments. Were you guys on Buffalo?
No, Pius.
Pius.
Was the other one. That was real early in the year, right after the first of the year. It was darn cold. I think we had negative 30 below with the wind chills. It was almost miserable out there. The bite was either feast or famine. Either people got into them or people couldn't find them at all. I have heard from conservation officers in the area that, you know, people are still finding fish out there, if you get on them. But overall, you know, they were nice perch. They were averaging 9, 10, 11 inches out there. So,
very good. Last quick fishing report I'll give is for Clark County. Clark County this year has been slower than we've seen the last 3 or 4 years, so that's been interesting. I think the big reason that is because a lot of that traffic is going to Ponset, and a lot of that traffic is going to Bitter. When you've got 1,000 people on Ponset and 1,000 people on Bitter, four of the 7 days out of the week, then that doesn't leave very many fishermen to go other places. So Dry Lake number 2 has been quieter than we've seen in a while. Fishing success is hanging right in there still. A lot of really nice perch coming out of there. Not really in the midst of limits, but very nice perch and pretty nice walleye in there as well. Some of the other lakes in Clark: Indian Springs, Dry Lake number 1, Reed, Bailey's, Casey's, all of those have been awfully quiet with angler pressure this year and just not seeing much for walleye there. Anything else in the world of ice fishing before we move on?
Yeah, with the snow geese moving in, that's a good sign that it's coming to a close, I can tell you that.
I think you're probably right. A couple announcements here before we call it a day. We are going to sponsor 3 habitat workshops up here in our region. South Dakota Game Fish and Parks is going to be hosting these. The first one's going to be on March 3rd. That one's going to be in Aberdeen at the Brown County Sportsman's Club. What we're doing is we're just going to learn practical and technical information about how to create different kinds of habitat, winter cover, food plots, do some native grass seeding, and different things like that we're practicing on our game production areas in and around the state. So it's just basically a learning workshop that we're putting on for landowners that are interested in getting a little habitat on their land. So like I said, the first one's going to be March 3rd in Aberdeen. Second one's going to be March 7th in Redfield. That's going to be at the Historic Depot right there. And then the last one's going to be here in Watertown on March 14th, and that's going to be at the Coddington County Extension Building. For those workshops, you can register online if you want to pre-register at habitat.sd.gov, and then there'll be a workshops button, and you can click on that and register for which one you're interested in. All the contact information for that is going to be ran by Chris Goldade, one of our habitat resource biologists out of the Aberdeen office. His office number direct is 626-2392. Otherwise, you can give us a call at the Watertown office, and we'll get you in touch with the right people. But here in the Watertown area, we will have the third and final habitat workshop. It's going to be March 14th, again, at the Coddington County Extension office here. There will also be one in Redfield and in Aberdeen. If you have questions on those, give us a call at the Watertown office. Last thing I'm going to mention here is Game Fish and Parks open house. We do these in each county on an every other year basis, and it is Coddington County's turn to do an open house. So that's going to be March 30th. It's going to be 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Country Inn and Suites, and this is basically just kind of an open door. Anybody who wants to come, anybody that has questions or suggestions for anything that we're doing within Game Fish and Parks throughout the state, we'll have law enforcement officers there, we'll have habitat biologists there, wildlife biologists there, fisheries biologists, anybody that you have questions about, we'll have experts there on that specific topic. So feel free to drop in. We'll give a short presentation, and then we will move into the question answer portion of that. So once again, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on March 30th at the Country Inn and Suites. Questions on that, also give us a call at the Watertown office. With that, I am all out of announcements. Do you have anything left, Dan?
I do not. Thanks, Bryce.
All right. Enjoy the warm weekend, and we'll see you the same time next week.